Gute Woche, Boysai! A Gemar Chassim Toiva, gut gebenched, Dior. The schedule is, we're going to do a Daf Ches now, and then we're going to take a 5-minute break, and then I'm going to redo Daf Zayin for anybody that wants to hear it again. There's a very nice Olam on Rosh Hashanah itself. It's a Kiddush Hashem that on Rosh Hashanah, there's other things to do. People come together to learn Torah. Amatzei Rosh Hashanah. It's late at night. People are tired. They want to shower. They want to... Well, we're coming. Two gentlemen came all the way from Efrat. I know they didn't take a shower. Stay away from those two. But Yishkoyach for coming. Lilu Nishmasimim Mirasi Rus Pas Mordechai. Is there a sponsor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was one of those. Coming back from Shul, running to Shul. Also preparing Daf Tes. Meanwhile, I shall read an email for you. This is from the famous Yossi Gleiberman. Yishkoyach. What is this? There's a bunch of sponsors. By Yeshua Aaron Price. Happy birthday to my son Avi. Who gives up his father 24/7 for the Daf. And by Chaim. In honor of Reb Eli Yishkoyach Reb Chaim. Yossi Gleiberman, he's famous for, he does the Song of the Daf. Is that what it's called, Yeshua? What is it called? Songs of Shas. It's like a gramen of the entire Masechta. Every Masechta he does this. He wrote, someone forwarded me a link to your Beit Daf Beis and your 15 minutes, introductory monologue about learning Kfiyasitim and specifically learning the Daf. It's a classic. Should be required watching once a month for every young man from the age of Beis Medrash until he's married, working and being kovei itim. Thank you, Eli, for changing the world one limit at a time. Yossi Gleiberman, Brooklyn, New York. Shkoyach Yossi. And here, one more by Simcha S. Solomon. Agut Vach. On Thursday, I came home and my family was dressed Shabbos dik. There's a whole table set up for this. For the Sukkah Siyum, even though I only started Daf Chav Ches. So I really didn't finish, but they considered it, as well as myself, as kind of the Siyum. My kids didn't know that I started in the middle. We also, this year started with the Zohar Daf Chav Ches. So Chav Ches Koyach is a big Daf. Anyway, check out the Sukkah on the table that my 7-year-old made with real leaves on it, and the Hadron in the back wall from real leaves, because of the Sukkah, Tzchach. You had to see how excited they all were. We danced away. This is the difference between the other times that I started and stopped in the middle, and now, because now it's an exciting part of my family, that's a big thanks to you, Reb Eli. Thanks again, with much appreciation, Simcha Shmuel Solomon. It's beautiful that a person celebrates a Siyum with his mishpacha and getting the kids involved, dancing away. It's unbelievable. All right, Rabbi, here we go. We're holding on Dav Zayin, Amud Beis. All in the bottom, umoidim, shimshochat, shiachbor, bedekir v'yachasir. Okay, going back to the first Mishnah of Beitza, and the Mishnah brings three cases where Beis Shammai is mekel compared to Beis Hillel in Yontif. So the Mishnah says that everybody agrees that if you already shechted the animal, you can go ahead and cover the blood. We're talking about kisui hadam. Okay, in case you missed yesterday's shir and you're not going to listen to it, so I will give you a little secret. And in case I don't say it tonight again, I just want to say this again. It was a beautiful story. To me, it was very touching and moving. Reb Eliashiv. I'll tell you a different story about Reb Eliashiv. Then you'll understand. I don't want to paint him in a bad light. This is actually in a nice way. This is a very special thing. He had the key to the mikvah. And he would go every single morning to the mikvah. And you know, there's some of these naggers, they wanted to tag along. They didn't ask permission. They would sneak into the mikveh as he did. So they walk in with him. The rule was, when he was finished, he left and locked the door. So one time he left, and the guy starts, hey! Lock the door. Because every second by him is valuable. You want to sneak in? That's your problem. I need to learn. Now, understanding this personality of that I saw a video of him meeting some of his great-grandchildren for the very first time. And it was like, yeah, I'm so-and-so's son. Shalom aleichem, shalom aleichem. Like, very matter-of-factly. Reb Zilberstein says that his father-in-law, Reb Eliashiv, never cried. He'd never seen him cry. And it makes sense. Yerushalmi, the one time he saw him cry is after Kaparis. They brought in a shaychet. One time, Zainikol said, should I bring a shaychet? I have a guy. He said, yeah. Brought in a shaychet. And according to Rabbi Schoenberg, he probably did it. He says, you're my shliach. And therefore, he was able to do Kisui Adam. And when he made the bracha on Kisui Adam for the very first time in his life, he started to cry. It was emotional for him that he never made the bracha before. Okay. So, the Mishnah says you could dig up with a shovel and cover. Now, there are four problems by digging with a shovel. Here are the four problems. Problem number one is that it's chayrish. You're plowing. You're not allowed to dig on Shabbos. Problem number two, it's kaitish. In order to cover the blood, you have to make it very fine. Now, sometimes the dirt has what's the word?
Clumps.
Clumps. Thank you, Doc. It's clumpy, and you want to make it unclumpy. So you're kaitish, you're toichen, you're grinding. Third problem is you're building. By making a hole in the ground, you're building. That's baina. And the fourth problem is it's mukta. Dirt is mukta. So the Gemara is going to get rid of all four of these problems. They're not issues. Why? It's already in the ground. So if it's already in the ground, you're not chayrish. You already plowed it. It's also not mukta. You get rid of this problem, chayrish, and mukta, because you already designated it. So those two problems are gone. Vakavit ketisha, but it's clumpy, and you're grinding it down. It's toichen. Top of chesamad aleph, ba'ofer dichayach. Okay, we have to get rid of that problem too. There's no clumps. It's clumpless dirt. Not a word. Okay. Ba'ofer guma, but at the end of the day, problem number three, boina. What are you going to do with that? Kidder Rababa, Domer Rababa, Chayver guma, b'shabes, ve'initzorach, elo, la'afro, potur, aleho. Okay? We get rid of that problem too. There's something called mekalkel on Shabbos. When you destroy something, you don't want the hole, you want the dirt. By you creating a hole for no reason, you're ruining your backyard. It's not a good thing. So you potter from a, it's not considered making, you're not buying it, you're mekalkel. Mekalkel is not a problem. What? Yeah, but this is letzorech ha'chol nefesh and all these other things. So mamela, it's not a problem today. Okay. Says the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah. If you look at the Mishnah, let's go back. Open up if you can. Daf Beis on out. Look at the wording, just very strange. The last four words of the Mishnah. We could start a line before that. Umaydim, which the line we just read, Umaydim Shim Shachat Shiachpur Bedeker Vichasa. If he shechted, he should dig, and we just explained why it's not a problem. He got rid of all the problems. She'efer kiro muchanu. The ashes of a oven are already there. They're designated for you. How does that fit in? Mamish doesn't fit in. She'efer kiro muchanu. Says the Gemara. She'efer kiro muchanu. Efer kiro mandikar shmei. Who mentioned the oven? She'efer. She means it's a continuation. The shin. Says the Gemara. It's understood as if there's a vav. Ve'efer kira muchanu. The Vilna Gaon says a beautiful pshat here. He says any time in all of Shas, when there's a kri, chsuri mechsura doesn't really mean there's a word missing. We have to understand it differently, but it's we don't understand. But he says ve'efer because these are two things that they fit right in. Whatever. Ayin shom in the Vilna Gaon. Ve'efer kira muchanu. Ve'efer. These ashes are ready to go, ready to use as a kisui hadam, for kisui hadam. Omer av yudom arav. L'shanu ela shusak meri biyantav. Okay, so now I have a few halachas here. What kind of ashes can you use? It must be that these ashes were designated before yantav. There were already ashes before Yom Tov. Avalusuk, be Yom Tov, Asur. If you use wood for whatever reason, you're cooking on Yontem, and also you have ashes, that's not a good enough ash. Why? Because it's Noilad. It was created today. You had no intent for it. If you did this Erev Yontev and you had intent to use it, fine. But if you did it on Yontev, you're using it to cook. You're not doing it for to cover blood. So that's considered Noilad. It's a problem. Vim, Roy Litzli's Bay Beitz on Mutter. Now on Yontev, it's hot enough that you could actually throw an egg in there and use it to cook. So since it's Roy, you hear, since it's Roy for one thing, I could use it for another thing. It's Roy to cook my egg, so I'll take it. Instead of cooking the egg, I'll take it and cover the blood. By the way, once you cover the blood, you own a chicken slaughterhouse and you cover the blood. Could you sell that blood to a factory to make fish food or whatever? They're going to be uncovering the blood. They have to take out the dirt. You're uncovering it. This is halacha. If it gets uncovered by the wind, you don't have to recover. You uncover. So, a little bit of a shiloh, but if they're going to use it, like to fertilize a field, that's 100% okay, because it's in the field. There is a shiloh there. I think they pass it, Rabbi Yashiv passing is not to. You can't sell it. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, we learn, Kisham Ruefer Kira Muchanhu. These ashes that we say that you could use to cover the blood is only ashes that are there from before Yontif. Aval Husak, be Yontif. Asur. If it happened on Yontif again, it's Noilad. Vimroi, Lizzie's boy, Beitz, Amutr, word for word. If it's still hot enough, so you could do another malacha with it, so I could do the malacha of covering the blood. What do you mean? Like, stam, using. It's that hot. Maybe the ashes are underneath. Maybe they're not connected to the hot. Like the whole matzav is hot. Everything there is hot, but you have like the little ash on the side. I don't know. You're saying that's not counted? Every piece has to be hot? And by throwing it into the blood, you're saying it's mechava. Yeah. I would assume, look. What?
The point is that you can use the ashes, you
want to do kisi adam. Could you use these ashes or not? Once it's cold, you can't use it. He's just asking. It's mchaba. That's what he's asking. I think it's the whole. It's the whole what? Right. So that's what I'm telling him. So what's hot? The afer. The afer itself is hot, and you're not mchaba the afer. No, you're not allowed to put out a coal. So I'm saying. So then it's not hot. Then it's, if it's not okay, no. I think that maybe it means the whole situation is hot. Those the little dirt part, the particles are hot to themselves? No, because it's next to the coals. Okay. Whatever. I think there's coals, and then underneath is like the ashes, and that. No, you're saying not. Okay. It's a good shiloh. We'll look into it. You can make a scrambled egg on a car, on the hood of a car, on a sidewalk. Hichnis afar liginasoi. Rabbi Sainu alacha. Very important. If you take a bunch of dirt, happens all the time, you take a truckload of dirt, you get a delivery of dirt. Why? Because you're about to do construction, whatever you're going to do. If it's in a pile, it's not spread out. So I could use that dirt to cover the egg. To cover the blood. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and adds, and he says, I could do whatever I want with this dirt. Typically, dirt is mukta, but since I designated it, I could do whatever I want with it. Any tzarech I have, Darish Marzutra Shmeid Marzutra, the Rabbah, Marzutra said in the name of another Marzutra Rabbah, Vush Yichid like Karen Zavitz. Provided that you put it on the side, you made a special place for it. Okay. The point is that if Yimir Yachid is dirt, it's a nice pile of dirt. It's a lot of dirt. Yimir Yachid, you say, I want to do whatever I want with it. So one of the things that you can do with it is to cover the blood. There's other things you want to cover. You want to play with it. I don't know what you want to do with it. You're allowed to touch it. It's not mukta. Meisvei, but ask the Gemara Kasha. Koi, or in Yeshiva they said kvi, koi, ain't shaykh the noise today, that's it. The art scroll and all the koi. We didn't know what we were talking about in Yeshiva. It's koi. Really? What yeshiva did you go to? Who? What is that? It's not a yeshiva. Yad Aharon is not a yeshiva. Finished. Arois. They said koi. She said, no, he says, my yeshiva used to say koi. All right, it's not a yeshiva. I never heard of it. Okay, fine. They know what they're talking about. What else did they say over there? They probably said Rav Shimi, like the art scroll, instead of Rav Simi, right? But we said Rav Simi, no? That's Mechila. Yom Kippur, there's another opportunity. Meanwhile, I'm going to insult all the way through Yom Kippur. All right. Koi ain't shaykh in Isa Biantiv. Now, what's a koi? A koi is a crossbreed between, think, a goat and a deer. It's a behema and a chaya. It's a combination of both. Deer is a chaya, a goat is a behema. You take the two of them. Some people say it's a buffalo, whatever. Some sort of interesting animal. So the problem is, because we know that a chaya needs kisi adam. A behema, you don't do kisi adam. So what do you do on yontif? So you can't shecht it. Why? Because you're going to do mukta, you're going to do all these things for no reason. What if on the tzad that it's a behema, you have no right to cover it? Ask the Gemara, what's the problem? According to my Zutra, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I have a pile of dirt. I can do whatever I want with it. I want to play in the sand with my kids. I can do whatever I want. So one of the things I can do is take some sand and cover the blood. What's the problem? Why can't you shecht a koi on yontif? Says the Gemara, well, wait a minute. Maybe the pshat is he doesn't have sand. And I'll prove it to you. Why do you have to come onto a pile of dirt that he designated? He has a shovel in the dirt, like the Mishnah says, and it's great. Elo de Leslie. Because he doesn't have a shovel. He doesn't have dirt. He didn't think about it. Hochinami de Leslie. Shkoyach. If he has a big pile of dirt, you're right. He could cover it. We're talking about in a case where he doesn't have a pile of dirt that was designated before. Because otherwise, maybe he has a shovel that's designated before. Now, Yahi is a little different. If he doesn't have any dirt, Ma'ir Yisafek, Afilu Vadinami Loi. If he doesn't have dirt, so even if he has a chaya, a dead deer in front of him, and he has the blood, he's not allowed to dig. Elamai, he does have dirt. He has to have something. If he has a vaday chiyuv to do kisi adam, we already established, the first thing we learned today is that it's a very special situation. It's only when the shovel is in the ground and it's offered the chayach, it doesn't have any clumps, and but if he doesn't have anything, so he's not allowed to do the kisi adam. Elamai, he does have. So if he does have, why can't he do a koi? So here's also something that's counterintuitive. It would be better, says the Gemara, to do kisi adam on a suffic animal like a koi than to do it on a vadai deer. Why? Maybe it's better to shecht this buffalo, whatever it's called, a koi, a kvi. It's such a suffix, we don't even know how to say it. Kvi or koi. Maybe it's better to shecht that, and on the tzad that it's a behema, don't do, there's a 50% chance you don't have to do kisi adam at all. And now I have simchas yontiv on the one hand, a suffix whether I even have to do kisi adam or not. So it's better, look, I have two animals in front of me. I have a deer, I could have venison for yontiv, chashev stuff, or I could have this koi slash buffalo, a wildebeest. Yeah? One of the two, which one should I do? Gemara says, do the koi. Why? Because there's a 50% chance you don't have to do kisi adam. So it's better for the combination of simchas yontiv. You don't have to do that. No, kamash malon, don't get involved with that at all. I want to point out Tosis here. Tosis says, so Taisa says, listen to this. First he says pashtida. What's pashtida? Like a kugel. He says a pashtida. Fine. He says like this. Listen to this. He said, the mukta einoy also letalta biyantiv b'shvil oichal nefesh v'simchas yantiv. So the B'shoyes have asked from this Taisvus, major kashas, like, if it's true that you're allowed to move mukta. You're allowed. It's like a nefesh, simchas yontif. You're allowed to move it. So it creates a little bit of an issue in other halachas. Okay. Zogt Gemara. Oh, now we're turning to Daf Chesam and Beis. Sponsored by the MD Whitetail Group for all those who need Shiduchim Refuzi Yeshuas. Please join tilim.8mindav.com. On Rosh Hashanah, I didn't say that part. I said the first part, but not the please join. And by Shlomo Lazarian from Los Angeles, in honor of my wife for being Moiser Nefesh for Torah. Shkoyach Shlomo. Says the Gemara, V'amidiktoni seifim shachtoi, v'im shachtoi eim chazim zdomoi. Seems like from the end of the Mishnah, that if you went ahead and you shechted, you shouldn't cover the blood. Michlal b'di'is le'yaskinah. What do you mean? You shouldn't cover the blood. You shouldn't cover with blood. You shouldn't cover the blood because you have a way to do it. So it's mashma that there is a way. Elam Rabba, Efer Kira Muchon Levadai Vei Muchon Lesafik. So Gemara is going to say here a few pshatim. This the Gemara is going to fix up a little bit. Why until the end of the Amid? Why can't you shecht a koi on Yantif? One pshat is because L'chari could, if you have afar on the side, but if you just have afar for specific uses, you cannot use it for a suffix use. A koi is a suffix. So I can't use vaday afar for a suffix koi. If I designated the afar specifically for the koi, I could. You're right, I could. But my afar is for very specific things, vadai things, not for suffic things. That's one pshat. Another pshat we're going to see is, and this is all the way down to the bottom of the Amid, that's it. Another pshat is that we don't want people to get confused. If you're going to cover the koi's blood, you're going to say, oh, it's a chaya. And if it's a chaya, what's the difference? They're going to come to eat the chaylev. We don't want people to eat the koi's chaylev. And finally, the third pshat is, and it's hidden in the Gemara here, if you just learn it like that, you probably will miss the pshat. But the third pshat in the Gemara is that we don't want people to do a tirchi yaseir on Yantif. We don't want them to exert themselves on Yantif. Those are the three pshat. So now let's go see the pshatim here. Elam Arab, Efer Kira Muchon Levadai Vei Muchon Lesafik. This is the first part of it. It's not here yet. We're developing this one. That the ashes from the oven are only there for things that are certain and not for things that are safik like a koi. Why can't you use it for safik? Because you're creating a pit. And what's that? That's boina. As the Gemara, Valiname Kavit Guma. So you're not allowed to do that for a deer either. Elo, Kdir Abba. No, you're going to say the Svar Rababa that a pit making a guma is a mekalkil. You're allowed to do a kilkil on Yantiv. So then what's the difference? Maybe you're gonna do toichen. You're gonna take the clumps out. You're gonna make it fine. Now, typically, so what? When it's certain, you also have to be concerned about this. Says the Gemara, and Rashi goes into this whole arichas here that usually you don't have to do k'tisha. So Melech Chacham were in Geyser. Because even if you're Kaitish, it's not Issa D'Raisa. Fine. But the Gemara says, we're just on the way, like the typical Gemara, we're going to get to the final answer, which is, he had in mind, I'm going to use this dirt only for Vadais and not for Suffix. Okay, and so that's why Kai is out of it. But we're going to learn other halachas, beautiful stuff here. Says the Gemara, no. If you have a deer in front of you and you have to cover its blood, so what am I doing? I'm being over on toichen. I'm taking out the clumps, but I'm being mekayim a mitzvah deraisa of kisei adam. So the esa pushes off a lois hasei. Amen. Says the Gemara, a big yisoid in esa doicha lois hasei. Again. The big concept in Shas is that a positive commandment overcomes a negative. So the positive commandment, the mitzvah of covering the blood, overrides the negative of don't take out the clumps. Don't be toicha. Says Gemara, it's not true. When do I say that esed doicha loisase when it happens simultaneously? But over here, first I dug and I unclumped the clumps, and then 3 minutes later, I did an essay. So in that case, the essay is not doicha loisase. They're not together. If a baby, let's say, has a tzaras on his bris, and you're not allowed to take off a tzaras, but over here you're performing a bris milah, which is an assay, it's a mitzvah, so it pushes off the lois assay of taking off a tzaras, and it happens simultaneously. Inami sodom tzitzis. Or tzitzis, they have shatnas. When you put on the shatnas on your body, you become the mitzvah assay of tzitzis. Over here, when you uproot the lav and you grind on yantif, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of kisadam. It happens at two different times. In Mela, we don't have the idea of esed oichaloisase. I just saw a very interesting halacha. Not negiah so much to our sugya, but it's cool nevertheless. What's a bigger mitzvah to go to? A tanaim of a couple getting engaged, or the su'udah of a bris milah? Which su'udah is more chashuv? So the Mishnah Berurah says that tanaim is more chashuv. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains, a svara, he says that a tanaim, you're being mechazik the zivug. You're telling them how chashuv you think they are, and they belong together, so you're being mechazik it. A milah, okay, so the kid had a mitzvah done to him, and then he's sitting afterwards and eating. What are you dining? You hear this? not every tanaim happens, you're right. So ain't sav gomesim deivadei. But the bris milah is 100%, there's no going back on it. I hear, very good svara. Okay. I think that's what he said. Oh, so says Gemara, but that for the, if that's your whole excuse, I have a way out of it. What are you telling me? That's not happening simultaneously. I have a way for you to do Ketisha Tchina the same exact time that you do the Kisya Adam. As you're covering the blood, you go like this. You unclump it. So what are you going to do then? Says Gemara, for that I'll answer. Soif, yantif, asay, velois asay, who. What are you saying? That it's a essa pushes off a essa, a lois assay. So the answer is, yantif is actually an assay and a lois assay. So an assay cannot push off another assay and a lois assay. It's two against one. Why? Because yantif says, b'yom rishon shabbosin. There's two psukim really, but took this one, lois assay melacha. So this is the lois assay. Shabbosin is more like an essay, it's a positive, you should be shoivis, and this is don't do malacha. So it's an essay and loisase in yantif. Okay, so anyways, we don't have a reason. Again, the question, why is that I can't check the koi on yantif? Why can't I do kisei adam? Elo amarava, efer kiro daitoi levadoi ve'ein levadai ve'ein daitoi lesofek. This individual had das only to use the ashes for a vadai. If he has a deer, or he has a bird, whatever it is, that's why he wants to use it. That was his kavana l'chatchila, and he never had his das for a koi suffix. I believe if he did have das, it would be fine. Was the rova l'tamei doma rova hichnis ofer l'chasis boitzoya. Mutter lechasis boy dam tipar. Oh. So it goes like this. Let's see. I had enough of this. Hey. So you have a tipar. You are going to shech this bird. It's 100%. You have a koi that's a suffix. We don't know. Nobody knows. I just threw this in there just because I saw somebody says it's a buffalo. When we're learning, I don't even know what it was. Chulin, it was like some sort of also buffalo. There was a funny picture. I had a picture. I couldn't find it tonight. What is tzaya in terms of, so you have a baby that might have tzaya in a place that you need to cover it? Might not. Maybe the baby will be in its own bedroom somewhere and it'll do this thing over there. So it's not 100%. Yeah, it's 100% it's going to go to the bathroom, the baby. That's a given. That part is a given, but where? Are you going to need to cover it 100%? No. 50-50. Some Shabbosim, the baby escapes into the dining room, mamish by the Shabbos table, and then I have to cover it. And most of the time, I'm able to control the baby. I keep it fine. So it's a suffix. But Narbalai say that it's not a suffix. It's karev levadai. It's a 95% chance. So that's why I put both over here. Rava says suffik. Narbalai say karev levadai. You see, karev levadai, it's so karev levadai that it's like a vadai. So it goes like this. If I have dirt, let's see inside now. Amarov. Hichnis offer lachasis by tzoyo. Mutr lachasis by dam tzipar. If I had intent for the suffik, like Rava says, it's a suffik, according to Rava, not according to Nerva. I put dirt in. You hear this? Rabbi Yisai. I put the dirt in. I said, I want to cover my sphakus. Just in case the baby goes to the bathroom, I need some dirt. So what happens if I have a bird? I shechted a bird. And I told my wife, I'm going to shech the bird 100% for Yontif. What are we going to eat? Obviously, I'm going to shech the bird. What are the chances I'm going to shech the bird? 100%. Can I use the suffix dirt for my 100%? Of course. But if it's the reverse, I set aside dirt to cover the bird that's 100%. And all of a sudden, oy vey, the baby just made a mess. I cannot use it because it's dirt for vade. It doesn't go for the suffix. According to Nair Bloy, they're both the same. They're both vadais. So if I have dirt for a bird, I can use it for tzaya. If I have dirt for tzaya, I use it for the bird. That's machlokes number one. Hichnis ofer luchasis. I saw by Rav Zilberstein, only because everybody knows the story that I fell into the cesspool, into the tzaya. But Rav Zilberstein has a shayla. Guy's in the cesspool because he says like this, what if a guy is in jail? And it's very dirty there. Could he daven? It's better he shouldn't daven. He's passing, don't daven. If there's like feces everywhere, don't daven. Yeah, what about Krishma? Don't daven. But what if a guy is drowning in a cesspool? I'm like, this is me. That happened to me. Could he daven? Hear this? Could he daven? He's dying. Could he die? He says, oh yeah, in that case, maybe he could daven. Because mamash sakonis nefashos. Okay.
Did you?
I didn't have my yarmulke on, so I couldn't daven. All right. Also, I was thinking, should I cover my head with tzoya and then daven? I don't know. Okay, Narbloy Amri, afilu hichnis ofer lachasis boidam tzipar. Narbloy say, even if he brought it in specifically for a vadai, a bird as a vadai, motu lachasis boitzoya. Why? Because Narbloy hold that tzoya is not as a vadai as a bird, but it's karev levadai. So karev levadai is enough for Nar Bloy. Amri Mar Rava, pligi bar Rav Yosi bar Chama Reb Zeira va'amri la Rava b'rei. This is the classic Rava. The Rava in Shas is this one right here. Rava b'rei the Rav Yosi bar Chama. V'Rav Zeira. Fine, Shailo who, what the names are. Chadomar, Koi, Harehu ke tzoya. V'chadomar, Koi enu ke tzoya. What's going on here? If you prepared dirt for tzaya, now we're talking about something else. He prepared dirt for tzaya. Could you go this way? We were talking about the green to the red and the red to the green. Now we're talking about green to blue and blue to green. If he prepared dirt for tzaya, could you use it for a koi? Well, if tzoya is a suffek, then you could use it for a koi. But if tzoya is a vadai, like Nair Bloy say, then you cannot use it. You hear what's going on here? If the middle one is a vadai, because if you said a karv levadai, the baby's going to make a mess, 90%, so that you cannot use that offer for a koi, which is a suffek. Tistayin, the Rabu, the Omar koi, areyu ketzoya. I'll prove to you, which we just did, that Rava is the one that says that a koi is a suffix, just like tzoy is a suffix. Rava, because we said before that according to Rava, you cannot use tzipar, dirt, for a bird because it's a different category. A bird is a suffix. Tzoy is a suffix. So you see that Rava is the one that holds that tzoy is a suffix. It's a good raya. I just did this in case anybody wants to see. According to Rava, you're not allowed to go from a bird to tzoya because a bird is vadai, tzoya is suffik. According to Nair Bloy, I just did it like Bekitzer, you're allowed to go from a tzibur to tzoya because they're both vadais. And according to Rava, you're allowed to go from tzoya to a koi. Why? Because they're both sfakis. And according to Reb Zeira, it's also to go from tzoya to a koi because a tzoya is a vadai, and you don't go from a vadai to a suffik.
The colors are off. The mutter should be red.
I know, but it says no. It says usr. So I started with red, and I was consistent with Rava. Rava, I know. I thought about it, how to do it, and that's why on top it was mutter. Mutter is green. You see? You're right. You're onto something. But I'm not so off. Red is Asr, green is Mutter, but then it switches. You take this svar of Rav over here, that's Asr, and it becomes Mutter when it goes, there's nothing you can do about it. I can't change the colors. But thank you for noticing. Says the Gemara, no, he's right. I try to be consistent with the red and the green, Mutter and Asr, and that's, I started off the chart, and then all of a sudden it went haywire on me. What am I going to do? Rami, Berei, the Rav Yeva, Omar. And this is brought down Allah over here. Koi hainu taim adalei mechassinon. The reason why, okay, reason number two. Again, on Omar Aleph we learned the halacha that you don't check the koi on yontif. People think themselves, why is this negate to me? I don't have a koi, I don't know what a koi is. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, when Mashiach comes, we'll have kois, I don't know what we'll have. If you're stuck in Africa on a safari and you get a wildebeest, are you allowed to shechter a yontif or not? Can you do? I went online to look for a koi, like if anybody's pictures, and one of the pictures that popped up was a wildebeest. The other way around is different. That what mesechta was that? You know. Wasn't in Bukharis because I couldn't find any pictures in Bukharis. It's probably in Chulin. I think it's in Chulin. Yeah, you sure it's Bukharis? Bukharis, I couldn't find anything. It was a difference if the mother is a goat or the father is a goat or the kids are. The Kedushin is in the beginning. Yeah, in the beginning of Kedushin. That's just as Koi, Shloshit Drachim, right? Kvi. You guys said Kvi, right? Rabbi Rey, the Rav Yehva Omar, Koi, Hainu Taimad, Deloy Mechassinon, Gzerim Shumat Toras Chelboy. Okay. If I tell you to go ahead and cover the blood, you're going to think that it's a chaya. And if it's a chaya, you're going to come to eat. It's chaylev. Here's Rebbe Avram Weisfish that shows us what chaylev is. I don't know if this is the chaylev we're talking about. Different chalavim, some are mutter, some are asr. But just in general, you should know this is what fat looks like. Okay? Some of it. So the chaylev of a deer is mutter. Of a cow is 100% asr. And you're going to think that this koi is mutter. Says the Gemara, okay, very good. Why dafkan yontif? So you shouldn't cover the blood ever, even on a weekday, because you might come to think that it's mutter to eat the chaylev. People might think he has a big mess of blood in his backyard, so he's covering it with dirt. Says the Gemara, okay, so what about chochat ba'ashpa ma'ikel ha'meimar? What if he did it in a place that you don't have to cover it? It's in a pile, a heap of garbage. He's not going to start cleaning a heap of garbage. He goes to the Rav and he asks the Rav what to do. What is the Rav going to tell him? Should he cover it or not? Says Gemara, At the end of the day, says the Gemara, do we tell this guy to be matriach? So in the weekday, what's the problem? Go ahead and do it. But we're not going to tell you, we're not going to paskin on Yontav to go be matriach. So it comes out like this. From this, we have another pshat over here. Another reason why we don't shech the koi on Yontif, because it's a tirchi yisera to go start spreading dirt, afer, whatever it is, on the blood is too much tirchi for Yontif. So this halacha we could extend to something else as well. Let's say he's mamish making a feast there. He shechted a cow, a deer, and chicken. So for the chicken and the deer, you have to do kisei adam. But because there's a behema over there, forget a koi. One of them is a behema, and the behema does not require kisei adam. And the Gemara is going to clarify what that means. It's a tircha to cover the blood now. So the Gemara explains, Omer B'yosi Bar Yisaniya, I think this is the only time in Shas he's brought down. If he could just go like this, and in one swoop motion, he's able to cover everything, so there's no reason for him not to cover. He's going to do that anyways. This motion he was going to do for his one deer that he has, or his one chicken. So who cares that there's a behema also? If there's a little tiny bit of blood from him, I've never seen that before, because usually behema is like 25 gallons. But let's say you could just go like that and cover it, then it's okay. Maybe it's all gathered in a vessel, and it just has to cover the top. So what's enough to mean? If it's a deer and a bird, a deer and a bird and a behema, that's fine. Pshito, maybe I should be goyiz and say no. The bottom line is, if you have to work a little extra, on Yontif, so it gives us a little bit of an insight what it means. You're not allowed to do things that exerts energy. And by going a second time, that's too much. MMA law, it's also for you to do so. Have a wonderful evening. Gut geben shiur. Gemar chasim toiva. And whoever wants to stick around for the second shiur, starting very soon.